The shops at Park Lane, my favorite place to go for back-to-school shopping. The only shopping center with brand names for less that's centrally located in Dallas. And I found some really great deals on the must-haves for back-to-school. For healthy lunches, there's Whole Foods. For any activity you can think of, there's Dick's and St. Bernard Sports. Just so many great stores with the latest styles at incredible prices. So Emma Kelly looks and feels her best her first day back, and I feel great about all the money I've saved. And after all that back-to-school shopping, celebrate at one of the fabulous restaurants at the shops at Park Lane. I came in like a wrecking
ball. So I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, I was confused earlier because all of our contests are now on orange paper. So if you do Bark Week, you can't win a trip to the VMAs.
No,
you can't, Kelly. Bark Week's different.
Prizes. Maybe you want to put the different contests on different colors of paper.
Well, they're all contests.
Maybe that will help.
We got to run that by corporate.
All right, from the thousands of entries, as I'm reading from my orange-colored paper, we have selected 24 finalists in our VMA look-alike contest.
Some good ones.
One of them is going to win a trip to L.A. for the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards.
Yes, go see the pictures and vote for your favorite on KidNation.com right now. We got some good Katy Perry's. We got a Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. We got a Harry Styles that I thought was actually Harry Styles. And the Iggy Azaleas are super hot.
Got a lot of Miley's.
Yeah, we got Pharrell and more.
Yep.
All right, but let's say you didn't do a celebrity look-alike. What's in it for you?
Yeah, we got a vote, right?
How about the chance to win a Roku streaming stick? That's a cool thing. Tell us about it, Al. No. Or even your own trip to the MTV Video Music Awards.
So go to KidNation.com right now to vote, and you can vote as often as you like. Deadline to vote is 11:59 Central this Thursday, and please do not miss the MTV Video Music Awards are happening live on Sunday, August 24th at 9 p.m. What channel, would you ask? MTV.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Could you even find MTV on your...
Yeah, I think I could.
I don't think I could find it.
Take me a minute.
Uh-huh.
Your attention, please.
I have to learn all new channels with my new system. It's crazy. I don't know where anything is.
They'll give you a piece of paper.
You know, Charter gives you over 800, over 200 Ow. HD channels. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us know that.
Throw that in.
I appreciate it so much. But we got to get to this because we have somebody incredibly famous on the phone right now. Yes. He's on hold. You got to keep your head up. His album, Magazines or Novels, hit stores today, and we have him on the phone to celebrate that. Andy Grammer, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
What up, dude?
How are you?
I bet you're excited.
Today is a good day. Today is a very good day. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man.
We just miss you, Andy. We're so used to seeing your face when we talk to you.
I know. This is messed up. Can't happen again.
Well, since you got a new album out, that means you're going to have to tour because of this album, which means you can come visit us again.
Totally. I'll be back. I'll be running around for sure. So,
you took a kind of interesting approach, you know, leading up to the release of the album, right, Andy? I'm sorry. You know, just releasing little snippets. Like, I saw a photo of some lyrics, and, you know, the album was streaming a few songs. So why did you decide to do it that way?
Yeah, it's kind of a fun way to get everybody involved. You know what's really funny is I've been doing this thing. I've been Instagramming lyrics, writing them out, and I spelled a lyric wrong.
Oh, boy.
I did the two thing. I said T-O instead of T-O-O for the right situation.
Yeah, you've been gone
and
too
then
long.
The grammar police went nuts. It was like a whole thing, and everybody was like, hashtag grammar police. Whatever.
We're talking with Andy Grammer. His new album, Magazines or Novels, is out today.
And we also should say, Andy can't spell.
But you, Andy, you could be like, you don't correct me. My name's Andy Grammer.
I know, but even in my name is an E-R, not an M.
Grammar is spelled wrong. That's kind of funny.
I know.
Being in business as long as you have, does it still excite you? Like when you hear your own stuff on the radio, for example, does that still excite you? Or is it like,
Oh, no, man, it's awesome. Yeah, I recently heard Backbone on the radio, and it was pretty cool. For some reason, it sounds a little different, and there's something about knowing that a lot of other people are listening to it at the same moment. These days, everybody listens to it on their iPods still.
Right.
We're all, like, so individual. There's something about the radio that's like, holy crap, everybody's listening to this right now. This is amazing. So cool.
Now, when you were with us last time, you told us you wrote about 100 songs to get your album. What have you done with those extra songs? Do you like randomly sing them at shows, or you just completely throw them away?
I think they get thrown away, unfortunately. I mean, there's like little lines maybe here or there, or there's like a beat that you might try and steal and bring back. But ultimately they just didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah.
So really though, what I do, like when I, like why I'm so excited to put this album out is because I can see like, oh man, that one that I think is so good rides in the back of 10 other crappy ones. So like, it means so much to be able to put this album out because I worked so hard to get it to where I wanted it to be. So, oh man, I'm excited.
Where are you right now? Are you in L.A. or New York? Or
I'm in New York doing press. It's going to be great.
Yeah?
Like running around. We're doing shows in each of the biggest markets that I have, like just little like acoustic in-store shows.
Uh-huh.
And it's been incredible to see people like responding. It's so cool because you like, you're pretty sure that people are going to like it. You put a lot of work into it. And then you get to see on Twitter or on Instagram or, you know, I've been having online conversations with people about what their favorite songs are, why their favorite lyrics. It's a cool day, man. It's really fun.
According to the San Francisco Examiner, Andy, it says Andy Grammer survived sophomore slump. So congratulations.
All right.
Congratulations. Wow. That is a big deal.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good.
I mean, that is a big deal.
It
I mean,
is.
That's a huge
the
concern for our artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, where can we get the album, Andy?
Everywhere, you know, iTunes, different stores and stuff. You should get off iTunes. That'd be great.
I would imagine you'd have like
I'd love it forever.
At least 10 or 12 copies in your car. You could just, you know, when people ask you on the street, you can run to the car and get some out of the trunk.
Yeah, you should
right?
go down to the Santa Monica Promenade, like where you used to play.
Yeah, and sell them for like, $5.
Yeah.
I'm not above that at all. At all.
Keep it real.
Like, I have like in the trunk of my car, I'll just like keep opening it up, getting people to come in, hustling it out. For sure.
And if you send me a copy, I'll make some copies, and I can sell some for you down here.
And you know what else I'm going to start this year? Andy, I'm going to start a movement to get you hosting some sort of award show, because I think you would do great at that. So Andy's throwing his name in there if you need a host.
Mm-hmm. So
please,
okay.
Please contact his manager.
Yeah, he should replace LL.
You can follow him on Twitter at Andy Grammer, but remember, he spells grammar incorrectly, so figure that out.
That's not his fault.
Figure that out.
Same thing with Facebook and Instagram. It's always Andy Grammer, and you can get magazines or novels out today. We're so excited for you.
Yay, Andy Grammer.
Yeah. Always very nice to us.
Awesome. We'll see you soon, buddy.
All right, we'll see you soon. Love you guys.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Question, do you need to cut ties with your mechanic, your gyno, maybe your hairstylist, your dentist, or an inanimate object? Well, then call us up right now and fill in the blank. I want to break up with my blank because blank. 800-KID-LIVE.
Technically, that's two blanks. Yeah. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll do it for you.
Let's break up next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Goodbye to you.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
No.
Breaking up is hard to do, man.
Breaking up is, it is hard to do, Al.
Yeah.
Whether it's with your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Sure, those are tough.
Or somebody that's in your life.
Yeah, get out of my face. You need that person out of your life.
Like, I was thinking about this, and I do have somebody I want to break up with.
Okay, okay.
I have to break up officially with Nacho the Handyman.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what did Nacho
say? It's official, Kelly.
See,
I have to break up with him officially.
When you're publicly doing this.
And I can't. And I'm not a handyman. And well, I needed him.
Have you really broken up with him, or did he just stop coming around? You can't even break up with him because he won't even show up for you to break up with him.
I think he stopped coming around, and he broke up with me without telling me. But I'm going to make it official.
So you can't
break
up with
me. I feel bad
me.
Because Nacho became part of my family.
Yeah. No, he lived in your
so
house.
So much so that I helped Nacho out.
Kelly hooked
getting
us
his
up.
Car out.
And how do you handle breakups
and
like this?
Nacho went away.
Do you just tend to not have the conversation? I know in certain relationships, like service-wise, you just start going somewhere new, or you start using someone new.
Yeah,
right?
that's pretty much what you have to do.
It's like he just, Nacho, if you're listening, we're broken up, sir.
You have a new handyman?
Okay, JC, if you ever trust me again,
I know someone great.
I have a great one now.
I got somebody.
Do you have a good one?
I love
now?
Nacho. I'm telling you, Nacho, if you're listening, you know you were family. You were mi familia.
He was living with you, right?
Practically.
He was.
For like 8 months. Mm-hmm. I was like, you might as well just get a room, Nacho. But, you know, I recommended him to JC.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad because Nacho let JC down.
Nacho
let me down. Let's just be honest, Nacho. You know you did.
Kelly's breaking up with you, too. Ya encontramos alguien más.
Is that really his name? Because that's a cool name.
Ignacio. But he says he wants to be called Nacho.
I wish your name was Nacho, JC. That'd be so cool.
I'm sorry, Jenna. I'm sorry my name's not cool enough for you.
Well, it's not just people. You know, sometimes people need to break up with with things, you know, inanimate objects.
But you gotta tell me what this new handyman's name is.
Okay,
we'll talk about it later. He's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right, here's from Christina. I want to break up with my AD. Okay, let me start over. Okay. Here's from This is from Christina.
All right.
You want to rewind it, Kelly?
And you know what? We're taking calls on this.
Yeah.
If you want to break up with someone, so please give us a call right now. And it doesn't have to be a person. It could be an inanimate object or
a situation.
It could be a pet. Yeah. Like in my case, I'm going to get to that. But our number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-YEEK-IT. Like Christina.
Yeah.
Who says, I want to break up with my ADD because squirrel.
I get it. I want to break up with all of my clothes because they're all too small.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because they're
all too small.
Look at this shirt. Look at this.
Well, you can control what size you want.
And how about you unbreak up with the gym?
Yeah.
Why don't you just break up with the regular department and start shopping big and tall?
Why don't you break up with the size medium? And you'll
no, this is an extra large, dog. Anyway.
You can't even button that button over your belly?
Well, no, I button it, but I normally just keep it.
See, Al and I are on a month diet.
We're on a mission.
We got to take pictures and
stuff. We got to take pictures in 28 days now.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like before.
Oh, yeah, I did too. That'd be great. How do I go about breaking up with my dog in the sense of I'm not getting rid of him, obviously.
Well,
he just made it through
this
surgery. No, the sleeping in bed. He is he's so savvy. Uh-huh. That I think it's interfering with my relationship, and he will know when it's like almost bedtime. He just sneaks upstairs and gets in bed and gets real quiet and lays at the foot of the bed. And then it's almost like you feel so guilty because he's being so good and he seems so lonely. But now that he's healthy and he's over the surgery,
yeah,
all those teeth being pulled, he's good. You know, I want him to sleep on the couch, and I just don't know how to do it.
Get rid of the stairs leading up to your bed.
Yeah, he's get a taller bed.
He's too little to jump on your bed, right?
Yeah,
just
I don't
move
know
the stairs.
How.
Yeah, move the stairs.
Stairs.
That's
no, it's
easy.
Like, it's like an ottoman that's off to the side.
Move it.
Move it.
Just put it in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, you're
gonna
need that.
Just climb up the stairs. He'll be like, "What the hell
we
is
need
a cliff?"
Conversation though,
it'll take probably.
Like, what did I do?
It'll probably take 2 or 3 nights of whining. And then it'll be over. Just like getting rid of a binky or anything like that for a baby. You just have to live through it.
Yeah, there'll be some crying, Jenna. But you got to push through.
Can I still have
it.
Him on the weekend, like a special
sure.
treat?
Nope.
Once in a
I
while.
I don't understand.
Put him out of bed, you put him out of bed.
Jeannie wrote us.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I want to break up with my triplet teen boys because they are expensive as crap.
Yeah.
Crap is not expensive, by the way.
Just Aaron funny. Says, I want to break up with my body because 34 is not the new 21. I feel you, Aaron.
Aaron, don't be complaining at 34, honey. Trust me.
Melanie says, I just want to break up with my brownies. You're adding weight to my thighs. Thank you.
Summer says, I want to break up with my bladder because childbearing causes me to pee when I sneeze.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Do we have anyone on the phone?
We do. I'm going to have to break up with my tubes that make babies, by the way, guys.
You're going to do the snip?
I'm going to have to break up with my
You're going to do it?
I'm breaking up with my Navy.
Your Navy?
I'm breaking up with the JC Navy.
Your Navy SEAL?
Yep.
Navy SEAL.
Mission is...
Get it?
Gotcha.
Oh, Al
didn't get it.
What?
I got you.
I did not... You're a dude.
He didn't get it.
I got you.
I knew he didn't get it.
Yeah.
I got you.
You didn't get it. Barbara, who do you want to break up with?
I want to break up with my personal trainer.
Oh, you're
doing
that's Jesse. Like what Kelly does.
Yeah, but are you going to go to a new one at the same gym?
No, I just have to stick with him. I want to. It's my fantasy, but I can't. Okay, I'm a black woman, and I'm
Shut
sweating
up.
So much. I'm walking around looking like the Obama Chia Pet. I am so bushy. And I keep telling him, I mean, he keeps saying, we need more cardio. And he's in my face, and go. I'm sweating like crazy, and I keep telling him, like, who's looking at my body because my hair is too big.
How is your body, though? How is he as a trainer?
Is it working?
Sweating's good.
Well, it's working. See, I had twins last year,
mm-hmm.
and I have my big wedding, my 10-year wedding anniversary coming up. So I'm trying to surprise my husband
there
and get into this hot little bikini I bought for our trip.
Yeah.
And so I'm motivated, and I'm looking better. As far, you know, as my body goes, but my hair is just a mess. And
well, break up with your hairdresser.
Yeah, that's great. The best part about it is she decided to take a summer-long vacation, so I haven't seen her in at least 2 months.
Somebody fix this woman's hair.
Come on.
That's all you need.
You just need a hair.
I had actually tomorrow I'm going to a new stylist who happens to be her arch enemy, so she might not take me back when she gets there.
Oh, yeah, so you're breaking up with your hairstylist for reals.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm breaking up with her for real, but it's her fault. She's been gone for 2 months. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, you can't help it.
I got your hair on that.
Well, good luck. I wish you... If you're proud enough of that bikini body to surprise your husband, you need to send us a picture.
Yeah,
we won't post it. We won't post it if you don't want us to, but we want to be proud of you.
Yeah, we want to see the before and after and be all like, dang, Barbara.
Definitely do that.
You'll be my motivation.
And if you do, we'll buy you an Obama chia pet.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Barbara, we'll get your number so we can do that.
Yeah, when I want to break up with my trainer, I just say, how many sessions do I have left? I'm like, 4. Just keep the money. I'm not coming back. And that makes the breakup easier.
You buy him out.
I miss seeing Kelly at the gym.
Just buy him out.
Yeah, the one twice you saw me there.
Kelly's done.
I was going faithfully 3 times a week for like 2 months, and it really was making a difference. But then I moved up to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's just too far. I just can't.
If you want to break
and
up.
I haven't worked out since.
If you want to break up with anything or anyone, you could do it on our show, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. That's right.
Are you okay?
I'm having like an off day.
What's going on? Stephanie, what do you want to break up with?
I need to break up with my pillow.
Aww.
I've had it for 15 years.
Oh.
And I know that it's disgusting. I know. And my boyfriend thinks it's disgusting, but it's so comfortable. And it's like, I can't sleep without it. And it's wonderful.
I know. I had a pillow like that I had for longer than that. It was one my grandmother made for me. And I carried it with me through my adult years. And then when the internet became popular and you read what's inside your pillow, it makes it a lot easier to get rid of it.
Prevention.com, you know, Prevention.com is a magazine.
I
just Googled it. It says you really should be replacing your pillows every year because of body oil soaked
every
into
year?
The fabric and stuffing. I mean, you got to think, you're sleeping on this thing, you know, between what, 6 and 10 hours a day. It's
every
a breeding ground for bacteria.
And I drool. It's disgusting. I know, but it's just like, it fits every position. It's perfect. My boyfriend won't even sleep. He won't let it touch him.
No.
It's awful.
Your pillow can almost drive.
Just go
really
buy yourself
a
new one.
Can't you just find the same brand and buy a new one, Stephanie?
I don't even know what it is, I guess.
It's got a tag on it. You're not supposed to take it off. It's against the law.
No, it's not.
That's true.
I think.
I'm a felon.
Against the law.
Well, Stephanie,
is it like a crime to take that tag off your mattress and your pillow?
That's for the retailers, not for the people that take it home.
Stephanie, let your boyfriend go at it and tear that thing up and send us a video. You need to do it.
Okay, will do.
Yeah, get rid of that thing.
My grandmother literally stuffed it with feathers and sewed it. And so it was like this little thing. By the time it was just... Feathers turned to mush. There was not an identifiable
it's
feather
so hard
in that pillow.
It's bedding. It's like I've been in this phase wanting to get new bedding, you know, sleeping in comfortable hotel beds. I've been online. Like, I want to get it. But it's so expensive. And it's so dirty when you have mattresses for like 10 years.
I know.
But it's so expensive to get new bedding.
And once you get it broken in, right, you're like, oh, bed is so
years up. Time to get a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. I keep seeing ladies calling. Wanting to break up with their boyfriends.
Let's do it.
And then they hang up.
They chicken out.
It's like...
He'll recognize my voice.
It's like they're
doing
a little bit scared.
All right. We're doing... you want to break up with someone or something.
Yeah. Let's go to Amber. Who do you want to break up with, Amber?
My doctor. Every time I go into the doctor's appointment, I get a big lecture about how I'm overweight. And so I went in for a sinus infection last week, and I got a big... hour lecture about how I'm overweight. I'm like, I have a sinus infection.
Fix my sinuses.
Oh, the condescending doctor, Amber.
That's funny.
Yeah. You go ahead and break up with that doctor. Big Al Mac's girlfriend's a doctor. Maybe.
She can hook you up. Give you some discount doctoring.
There you go.
I broke up with a doctor. I was very young, and I had a sore throat. And I went to the doctor, and his nurse told me to put on this paper gown. I'm like, why? And the doctor comes in with that light on his head, and they pull out the stirrups. I was like, I have a sore throat. They were going to go down there.
Yeah.
I said, I was out. I said, no. I left.
Oh, man. I can't break up with my doctor.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Mine has done the test, so I'm like, I don't want that. Another guy doing that. I'm kind of attached to him now.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Last night was the much anticipated premiere, or at least in my house it was, of Bachelor in Paradise.
We don't even get a week.
No, Jenna, we gotta keep it going.
You caught my breath.
Yeah. Last night, I saw it also. I saw a little bit, but only because it was on when I turned the TV on. I couldn't find the remote or whatever.
Well, we brought in an expert to talk about this. You know him as a guy who finds out everything before it's aired on TV.
Yeah.
When it has to do with The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Did you ever consider, instead of Reality Steve, calling your blog Spoiler Steve?
Oh,
Reality Steve in the building, and that's a good question.
Yeah, good. Thanks for that. I don't want to change my name at this point.
Too late now.
Yeah,
but you got it right this last season of
two seasons in a row.
Yeah, two seasons in a row. Yeah. I mean, you've gotten it right before that. But you got it right from. I mean, we had you in the day the show premiered, and you got it right.
Yeah, I had everything. It was great. I mean, I'm really. And I even had teased to you guys that day that I was going to release those Nick videos of him on the plane, basically spoiling the season for the show himself.
Yeah.
And those got some run, so I'm very happy.
Well, yeah,
with
even
that.
At the end, they were saying that was all staged to throw you off. Yeah. Do you remember those gossip stories?
Oh, yeah.
Was there any consequence for him in the network?
He was on Entertainment Tonight last week, and they brought up the video to him, and he said, you know, the producers weren't happy with me that it leaked, and. They weren't, but the thing is, Nick didn't do it on purpose. It was just something that he got caught doing. Mm-hmm. So once I released it, there's nothing they could have done. It's like, look, it's already out there. There's nothing we can do to you.
Now,
if he would have publicly done it and did it on purpose, then I think he would have gotten more trouble. But he just happened to be having a conversation that was recorded.
So it was him on the plane after he got cut.
Yep.
And somebody
it was a day after he was heading back home from Dominican Republic, and he was on the phone, I think, with his dad and was just telling him what happened. And
Because you're allowed to tell close family probably.
Because they signed too.
Yeah, they all do. It's just that he got caught doing it. Bad place, bad time.
Well, he's not on Bachelor in Paradise.
No.
If the guys that you remember are probably the guys that were just in the latest season, because everybody else is just a cloud.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Literally half of them, you have no idea.
Never seen him in my life. And I kind of half watched last night because we were having cable issues. But
yeah.
I mean. Marcus, the one that Jenna remember revealed with you on the air. I know him.
Yeah.
Already engaged to somebody he met on Bachelor in Paradise, according to the gossip columns, and it was somebody who was eliminated first rose ceremony with Juan Pablo.
Which blows my mic. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Why would they pull somebody so random? Why wouldn't they pick a better known character?
The only thing I can think of is that there were a lot of people that turned down this show, so they were just scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And literally.
There's quite a few people that are on Bachelor in Paradise. Because, you know, the format is every week, two new people are coming in. So there's 25 people total that you will see on the show. Last night it started with 14.
Oh,
every week, two new people come in with date cards, and they get to ask people on dates.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you have to put your life on hold.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to be on the show the first time, you had to put your life on hold. A lot of these people quit their jobs if their job doesn't let them have a leave of absence. And then to do it again.
And do it again. Now, this one is a little bit shorter. This one only, the filming for this only took 3 weeks. But still, you got to go to your job and say, I could be gone 3 weeks.
Do you know how much they get paid to do? I mean, I know they get a per diem or something. Do you know everything? So how much do they get paid to do the show? The longer they stay, the more they get or what?
This one is different from what I heard. When Bachelor Pad was on for 3 years, those people got, what was it? Oh, it was $750 for every episode that they were on.
Okay.
It was based on how long you stayed. This one, they were giving people flat contracts, like, hey, here, come on the show.
And the better name, the
better
the
names
more money.
Got more money.
Okay.
Not everyone got the same amount of money for this show.
Yeah, the
and
one that we didn't know from Juan Pablo, who ended up getting an engagement ring. Is that legit or is that a publicity stunt to get us to watch?
I mean, it's what happens at the end of the show. Whether or not they end up walking down the aisle is a different story.
Yeah. But so 3 weeks, and they probably hung out a few times.
And the girl Kelly's talking about is Lacey.
Lacey.
She didn't make it past one episode, and she was actually the one that was flirting the most with the guys. She was on the fence between Robert and Marcus.
I have Marcus, who I think's very intriguing, and I also have Robert, who's a fun guy that gave me a really good first impression. But with Marcus, like, he went on a date last night with Sarah, and I don't know how he's feeling. So you know what? I'm not sure.
Watch.
I'm 80-40.
Beauty and smarts, everybody.
I'm 80, 40. When he has to listen to that voice every day.
That's the one. Wait a second. That's the one Marcus is
engaged. Oh, my God.
That's the one.
80-40.
I'm 80-40 right now.
That's the one. I said last night, I said, I couldn't date her just because I can't listen to her voice.
That voice is like nails on a chalkboard.
Listen to her voice.
See, it'd be different if you were looking at her. Maybe she's so pretty you wouldn't hear it. But when you're not looking at her, you can really hear how annoying that is.
Okay, will you explain? I know we have all these interesting clips, like how this elimination works or what the whole deal with it even is.
When they get to the rose ceremony at the end of every episode, there's always more guys than girls, or more girls than guys.
Always outnumbered.
So last night there were at the end of the episode there were 6 guys and 8 girls at the rose ceremony. So 6 guys are giving out roses, 2 girls are going home. The Michelle girl eliminates herself.
So you only get one rose.
Each guy gives out one rose to one girl. So there was going to be 2 girls that didn't get a rose last night. But Michelle left at the very beginning of the rose ceremony, so now there's only one.
Which is weird because she attempted nothing.
Nothing.
She didn't try at all to make a
connection. She wasn't feeling anybody.
And this is a speech she gave, and she's crazy. You could tell she's crazy. But here's her speech.
As all of you know, my stay here in Paradise, I haven't really made a connection with anyone. And to be fair to all of you girls, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste anyone else's time. So I feel it's best for me to go.
Whatever.
But
she knew she was
a week into this.
Yeah, I know.
Why go so early when so much could change?
I didn't have a connection with any of the guys, so I made the decision to go home.
Is this your decision to leave?
Yes.
All right, there's a car waiting for you.
When you know you're going to be eliminated, you didn't fire me, I quit.
I want to ask you this, Steve, because at the beginning of the show, Chris Lyer Harrison asks everybody, hey, is everybody single? And that Michelle girl said,
maybe.
So that's where everything started, something's going on here.
That's why all the guys just distanced. They're like, I don't hang out with that.
And based on the preview, something crazy happens next week. This is what I think happens.
Yeah.
So they bring
Jason is so invested.
Have you
Steve
read the spoilers, Jason?
I have not read the spoilers.
It's always as good of a payoff as they make it seem.
Ask my wife. I jotted it down on a piece of paper of what I thought happened.
Wow.
So Michelle Money comes in, who used to date Graham.
Yeah.
She's crying in the preview for next week because of this thing that happened.
This?
Because Jenna, I study. You should try it.
He studies human nature.
It's the Bachelor Paradise. Not only watch it, you study it.
Yeah. He is so invested.
Well, you go, boy.
So Michelle Money is crying. Why? Because she used to date that Graham guy, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Graham guy and the Ashley girl were having a crazy relationship within 24 hours.
Is this Ashley?
Yeah, she has the eyebrows.
Michelle Money.
She's the one.
I love her too.
She flipped out because Claire, another girl, asked this guy to go on a date, and she flipped out, which is weird because they had all
Michelle Money. Is that Michelle Money?
We're talking about Ashley now.
I'm talking about Michelle Money. No. I'm saying why she's crying. But
I'm so confused by people I don't care about.
Listen. So she gets all mad and makes her look like a psycho. Everybody thinks this Ashley girl is a psycho, but I think Ashley and Graham were already dating prior to this, and they came in here trying to win all this money. Graham broke his legs, didn't he?
Were those his broken legs
in the preview?
No, you're wrong.
Dang. Am I even close?
You had him up to there.
You weren't close.
It's like, oh, dang it.
Yeah. JC, I want you not to read the spoilers. Just because, isn't it more fun when you try to figure it out?
My conspiracy theory was so on point.
Yeah, that wasn't it. Do we want to know why Michelle left? I mean, it's out there.
Oh, is there a real reason? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I posted this. This was like a month ago.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Turn
so it's not
down
a spoiler.
Your radio if you don't want to.
Michelle stayed because Markel gave her a rose.
I thought you were talking about the one that got eliminated. There's two
Michelles.
So basically,
Michelle Money, the best one.
The girl that eliminated herself at the rose ceremony last night is Michelle K. Michelle Kajawa is her name.
Okay. Wait, if Michelle Money's not even on anymore and I missed the first episode, I'm not watching.
No, she's on it.
Oh, good.
She's
okay, I like her.
Yeah.
Love her.
So Michelle K eliminates herself at the rose ceremony, hints towards this. Well, maybe I did find some love here or whatever. Next week, the show will start out, and Chris Harrison will go to Michelle's hotel room because she's sent back to a hotel before she gets on a plane and goes the night home. Michelle was caught hooking up with one of the sound guys.
That always happens.
And the funny thing is, the reason why they show on the clip some guy in a hospital bed with his
broken legs,
a producer was apparently going into Michelle's room to talk to her or whatever, and the sound guy that she was hooking up with literally jumped out of the window and broke his leg.
What an idiot.
They're going to show it all.
Come up with a better excuse.
Have a better story, like her boyfriend found it.
Yeah.
That's baseball bat or something.
Great.
He had to jump out the window and he broke his leg.
Awesome.
That's
it
great.
Could make this up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, this is so great.
Okay, so how is there a winner at the end of all of this?
Okay, so this show is different from Bachelor Pad, is that there's no money prize. They're literally
just
putting these people on just to see if you will be a couple at the end. So when you get to the end of the show, there's six guys left and six girls left that have all coupled up. And basically, Chris Harrison goes to all of them and says, you have to decide right now, are you going to stay together or are you going to break
goodness.
Up? People that have known each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and these people are crazy, Steve. They're all crazy.
So, yeah, that's how it ends.
We got our first taste of crazy from Elise, this blonde girl. 15 minutes into the show, she says this.
I haven't ever experienced love at first sight. So for just a few words to exchange with Dylan, and we're already having connections, I am just embracing... And it could be love at first sight.
Do all these girls have annoying voices? There's just every single one.
It seems that way.
And then you think the crazy stops there. No, then you get
more crazy.
Then you get Claire talking to a raccoon.
I want drama. This is up to put me in this situation.
She's talking to a raccoon?
A raccoon.
This is something that I dreamt about.
You think
it's like
creative editing.
To me and happy to me and like that I would die to do. I don't want to upset somebody to have somebody... Please have a hard time on my behalf. I don't want that. And that creates drama. I don't want it.
And then the raccoon just goes back into the bush.
See,
I don't want to talk to her.
Is she getting a raccoon or a rose?
I want to like Claire. I want to. She's really pretty. I just, man, she's annoying too. I love Michelle Money though. I can't help it.
I wouldn't even give Chris Harrison a rose. I just eliminate his
ass.
All right. So we know because it's already like in Us Weekly and everything that Marcus and what's her face got engaged.
Yeah.
So that's their end result from The Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. So they're one of the six couples that
stay together. Why would they leave that?
I mean, obviously there's a pressure on Marcus to be like, hey, will you propose to Lacey? Because they want. Because at the end of this, just to say, like, yeah, I'll continue to date you. Like,
right.
For the audience, it's just like, that's why there's always a proposal at the end of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Are they incentivized to propose?
I'm sure there's some incentive. I don't know if it's monetary or just pressure.
They want to have a winner. You know. I mean, it's like having American Idol and then the winner doesn't produce a hit. You want something to happen.
Exactly.
Now, I think this is the question that Kelly wants to know and probably everybody else.
I'm hoping you're going to talk about Ari.
I'm going to ask you, who is the next Bachelor?
Okay.
Is it Markel?
No.
Okay. He's not even in the run.
Brother
one,
doesn't
one
get a consideration.
It's Chris or Ari. They haven't decided.
Okay, they have not decided. Good.
No. It's going to be Ari then, right?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Chris.
Why would they waste time filming at Ari's place?
Well, they've also, I think that's just to have video packages because they've also hired Ari a personal trainer, but they've also hired Chris a personal trainer as well.
They need Ari. So. They need the bad boy.
It's all a matter of preference.
It's going to be so boring.
No one prefers Farmer.
They want a nice guy, but they don't want to watch a nice guy on TV. They're boring.
I think a lot of women out there in the world prefer Farmer. I'm just saying, if we're going to watch, I don't know. The reason the show stopped interesting me is because I want to watch people that are, even if they're mildly dumb or crazy, that they're entertaining and attractive or whatever happened to it being like a prince or someone with money or that was just really good looking.
He's got a farm.
Yeah.
See, the way I'm looking at it is, and it's obviously not the exact same, but Chris would be Sean 2.0, and Ari would be more Juan Pablo 2.0.
Yeah, that's what we want.
I mean, Juan Pablo was such a disaster, PR disaster for the show, how much he was disliked because of his insincerity.
That's why you go with Markel.
That's what we need.
You think you want Markel, but he's too nice, too.
Yeah,
I think Ari is savvy enough that he won't go
into
the
Ari has just such a bad reputation within this franchise that
why?
It would be hard convincing people that he's actually
because he's a DB
there
Kelly.
To find love.
But who cares if he's there to find love?
But I know you think that, but their audience wants to believe that somebody is there to find love, and you can't convince it because Ari is hooked up with so many girls from this franchise. He dated Courtney. He dated Selma. He just recently hooked up with one of Juan Pablo's girls that nobody knows about yet.
Oh, which one?
I'll wait until.
You got to say that. Something for the website.
Yeah, if he's named. If he's not named, I might even say it.
Steve,
I don't know.
You
we'll
tease.
I know how to tease, don't
if
I?
Anybody has. Okay, how can fans influence the producers to make the right choice? Is it really hashtag? What was it? What would Ari
I think people
say?
Can tweet it. I think people can tweet Team Ari or something like that, or Team Chris.
It's something with
to the producers. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's between Chris and Ari. I think they're eventually going to go with Chris. I think they're too scared off by Ari's reputation. But, you know, I could be wrong on this.
But when you find
tried to book been... Ari to talk about it, and his people say he's not allowed to. I guess ABC has
I'm not giving up
lockdown.
On Markel.
Yeah. Come on, Mark. He's on Bachelor in Paradise now, so you should watch him there.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll
he had a date
a
with Michelle Money last night.
Did he?
Yeah, they had a good one.
Does he finally get to kiss someone?
He did not kiss her, actually.
Kiss her last night.
But had a brother kiss a white girl on that TV show, yes.
Did we 14, ever see?
It's been 14 years. They haven't had one brother or one black chick.
Even the sound guys get more action.
Everybody getting something, except for the black bachelor and the black bachelorette.
But, Steve, when you release who Ari made out with, you will do it at realitysteve.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Even though you don't want to do it here on the show?
No, not yet.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Steve.
No problem.
Steve.
The brother might be the one that broke that other dude's leg. Just mad.
Yeah, he's
y'all
not mad.
Let me be the bastard? You the sound man up in here?
No, sir.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So, Vin Diesel decided to issue a personal challenge to our show.
Mm-hmm. That's how you interpreted that.
That's exactly what he did, Jenna. He knew we were going to hear that. And there was a challenge that we took up. Vin decided to sing the Sam Smith song, Stay With Me.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Mm.
Sing it, Vin. Come on. Because you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see.
Vin Diesel did okay. And darling, but I figured our show would do much better. So all four of us decided to take a nice little stab at this song.
We did. We stabbed the heck out of it.
Yeah, we did.
I killed it.
And then we said the first one of three votes would be the loser. Kelly received 0 votes.
Guess it's true. I'm not good at a one-night stand.
Sure. Share.
Where's the music?
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Oh, it's so much more embarrassing without the music.
Oh,
nights never seem to go to plan.
That's cold.
I don't like this.
They
isolated
us. I don't
want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
So that's Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure all of them have no music, so.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure after that.
Oh, no.
Okay, then came Big Al Mac, who had 2 votes.
For guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Whoa.
These nights will never seem to go to plan.
Why do you guys torture us in production with no music? Oh, man. That's Al.
I'm going to take a page out of JC's book. Mine wasn't that bad.
It was not that bad, Big Al Mac. I, too, received 2 votes.
2 votes for the worst.
True, I'm not good at one-night stand. But I still need love because I'm just a man.
You're a little crazy with that.
That's questionable. Mm-hmm.
These nights never seem to go to plan.
Okay.
Too much reverb.
Well, I couldn't control it.
You had so much reverb.
All I do is hit a button and the
you
reverb appears.
You had complete control over it, so don't say that.
What do you mean, Shannon?
Thank
you,
Shannon.
You have it right there next to you, so don't say that.
The knob's way down there.
Whatever.
Says Shannon, who set up my reverb.
You approved it. Go ahead, Jenna.
Well, I liked it.
All right, well, let's get on to who lost the challenge. No surprise, any singing challenge, I will lose because I am the worst singer, I mean, of all time.
It was Jenna.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand.
You know you're good at a one-night stand.
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
We knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
These nights never seem to go to plan.
There you go. Wow.
I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand?
Let's see if she can hit it.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
You know, not nearly as bad listening back as I felt like it was at the time.
Not bad at all.
Somehow lost.
Any
I mean, I don't think
us.
It was like considerably worse than Al and JC.
No, any one of us could have lost
it. It was close. It got down to the last vote and it could have gone either way.
Well, yeah. I'm glad my punishment was absolutely mortifying.
Jenna's punishment was to go serenade A random stranger.
Serenade, not marinade.
That's what I meant to say.
Serenade.
Serenade.
Yeah. Serenade.
Serenade. Yeah, that's all right. ESL stranger. And all that.
But sometimes I pronounce things wrong. But you decided to pick a very tough song to sing, Jenna.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was kind of, I was like, I figure I might as well make it as creepy as possible. I didn't realize that I was going to basically have a hidden mic and have to go to unassuming strangers outside. And Nick, Video Nick, was going to be filming me from like way afar so you can see some of this video. But the person I was singing to had no idea why I was approaching them. And I don't know why I chose this song. Maybe because I thought it would be very uncomfortable.
Right. We figured it'd be much funnier for Jenna to just walk up, sing, and just walk away.
I like it.
Unless they walked away first.
Like it happened with the first gentleman.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go. But I know.
And she's still following him singing.
Nick, I don't think they like it.
I'm talking to Nick because he is
said
so far. There were three guys walking, and they could tell they were like IT guys. And I don't know why I chose the one I did, but I stood in front of him.
And he said, nope.
The look on his face, he was so disturbed, and he just said, nope, and just dodged around me.
I don't think he's ever seen a girl.
Which I think I could have just quit after one, but no.
We told you to just serenade one person, but you decided to go ham. And went and did it again.
I will always love you.
Shout out. What's the guy doing?
One of the landscapers.
Yeah.
No, I got him. I got him. This one was a guy doing some yard work. He actually brushed the dirt off his hand. I reached for his hand. He held it and went with it. And then he even kissed my hand.
Jenna, that's so nice.
I think he wants you to marry him so he can stay around this part of the country. I'm just saying, that could be a possibility.
What?
I've been there. I was willing to do it in Brazil.
And who was the third person you sang to, Jenna?
I don't know. I was like, Nick, I'll do one more and this is it.
I'll go, but I know. I'll think of you every step of the way, and
there you go. That's the money note.
He's clapping.
We got one.
There wasn't one of the scary things at the football stadium where you run, so yeah, I give it 9 plus. I'm pretty happy.
He's being nice.
He fell in love, that's why.
Yeah.
He actually let me get through some of the song. He went with it. I was trapping people, though, as they were trying to walk to lunch.
That's the way you have to do it, man.
Can we play the first guy again?
Box him in.
Let's listen to the first guy.
Nope.
Turn down.
If I should stay,
Nope.
Yeah, Jenna, well done.
Almost stopped.
I love that.
Nope.
And then he just continues to walk.
I'm proud of you, Jenna.
So embarrassing. And I was trying to keep a straight face, too. It was so embarrassing. Oh,
not too shabby, Jenna.
I hate that.
You did it like a champion.
Yeah. But you know what? It kind of got me to thinking when I was done. I'm like, okay, so I lost the challenge on the air and then had to go pay my punishment out as soon as we finished the show.
Yeah.
But, Kelly, I remember on Family Vacation us just slaughtering Alan JC in a game of catchphrase.
Let's be honest. I was off my game that day.
Yeah.
I could not have played worse. And we still pummeled them, Jenna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We gave
them an extra round.
Okay.
And I think there were punishments that were doled out. And never, I don't know, they never followed through with
that. Well, we ran out of show.
True. It was the last thing we did.
What happened in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Yeah.
Nope.
Or not, because we're bringing in executive producer Mike.
Hey, Mikey!
So with JC and Big Al lost, JC's punishment was that he had to come up with a list of 5 things that he is genuinely bad at.
Oh, how horrible.
Why it's taking so long. Taking you so long to come up with 5 things.
Right. And for days. Some reason, Mike kept emailing me and texting me, they have to be something you're genuinely bad at. You have to suck at this.
Well, because supposedly you brag, because, you know, I'm new on the show, but you brag about being good at everything.
I don't brag about being good at everything.
He just is.
If he's not good at it, though, Mike, if he practices enough, he'll be an expert at it.
Yeah, you have this delusion that's like, you know, you see a YouTube video, a viral video, you're like, oh, I could do that.
I choose to believe that I could potentially be really good at that.
We were talking about American Ninja Warrior, and he was like, you know, with a little training, I could do that.
Who was the Olympic gold medalist girl, the balance beam girl that came up here, and JC was like...
Oh, Nastia Lukin.
And JC was like, oh, well, you give me a week, I could do that. I mean, just whatever it is.
I needed a little bit more than a week on that one.
So what are you genuinely bad at?
Number...
It's time to come clean.
Number one.
We need number four. No, we're not doing number four.
Number five.
We're going to do number one first.
Number one.
I suck at jumping out of the water. My vertical out of the water is garbage compared to the dolphins I saw in Mexico.
Who can jump out of water?
And I've tried that. You do the thing and you try to do the...
Nobody can jump out of water.
These guys
jumped... I'm DQing that right now.
These guys jumped over us. I can't even get my knees out of the water.
They're dolphins.
Well, Mike said I have to genuinely suck at that, and I suck at that.
All right. What else do you suck at?
Number two. I suck at turning right when I'm ice skating.
Who are you, Zoolander?
I can't. I can go to the left when you go ice skating. I can go left all day long. I can cross over. I can even turn
around. Listen to how good he is. He's qualified. But I'm so good at this other thing.
I'm so good at left, it really doesn't matter. But if I need to turn right, I'll just turn left four times.
At the ice skating room, they tell you, all right, let's skate the other way. I get off the skating rink because I cannot turn.
How many times in the last five years have you gone ice skating?
In the last 5 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here.
You've lived here 6 or 7, I think, at least.
I'm zero.
Because you said that, I want you to go to the ice skating rink with a cameraman and show us how excellent you are at turning left.
To the left?
Yes.
Oh, I can do that.
With the crossover and everything, Mr. Braggy Brag.
Give me a little bit of time to warm up.
No.
Today.
You don't need
just straight up?
You're so great at it.
Yeah, today.
I might have to do it tomorrow after I don't.
Today. No, we can take Chloe. Kaysen, you can take both of them.
You're so good at it. Why don't you carry your child while you do it?
Oh, no. I don't want to risk my son's life.
Number three.
I suck at open heart surgery. I'll go ahead and throw that out there.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm not sure you understood the assignment.
I can't perform that.
You never tried.
I suck at that.
Okay, I want you today. I'm going to call my girlfriend. We're going to schedule you for a surgery.
No.
Let's do it.
These are supposed to be things that
a lot of other people might be good at. I'm not good at being an astronaut.
That's number four.
Doctors are good at open heart
you
surgery.
You are so bailing on this.
Number four. I suck at touching squirrels in my backyard. I've tried for months. I've had zero contact with
the squirrels. I don't even want to hear the rest of his list.
My squirrel touching career still stands at one.
Okay, well, this is kind of on track because you always say how much you love squirrels. But are you admitting that you're afraid?
I've been trying to befriend squirrels for months, and I see all these people that do it every single day. They give me pictures. They send me pictures, and I can't do it.
He's not afraid of squirrels. He can't get them to come to him as well.
Yeah.
This is the most ridiculous list.
Uh-huh. Which brings me to number five.
Number five.
You're insulting us with your list.
I suck at coming up with things I suck at.
Come on!
So you just wasted all our time.
I knew that was going to be on the list.
Oh, boy.
How about something genuine that you will just admit? A little bit of humility here. Like, you will just admit that you are not good at something that you'd like to be good at.
Are you not as good in bed as you think you are?
No.
I don't want to know.
Call Kinsey.
No, first of all, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'll done one now. Honestly,
I'll be like, prove it.
I wish I could hit a baseball. I suck at hitting baseball.
That should be on your list.
Yeah, because you love anything athletic. And I beat you in the...
Yeah, Jenna foul tip one.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, she foul tip one.
No, like three.
Whatever.
Were you not as good in football as you still think that you were? Like, did you have bad games?
Yeah, I had bad games in football. Everybody has bad games.
Everybody does.
But you were still excellent at it.
No. If I was excellent at it, I'd be a professional football player. I was good. I was a good high school player.
You didn't practice enough, and you could have been professional.
I wasn't big enough. And I couldn't pass my physical in college. Other than that.
Well, we ran out of time. Now we can't get to Al's punch.
Oh, no, we can't.
Passing physicals.
We can do Al's.
All right, come on. I'm down.
Well, we got
Al. And I won't disappoint you like JC did.
All right, you got to hurry up. All right, so Al, I'm going to say the word.
Yeah.
You have to pronounce this word.
Okay. But I'm not going to hear you say the word.
You're not. Okay, it's going to be like some trickery.
They're going to turn my headphones down.
Why do you have to read it?
Why don't you try reading it and then you pronounce it?
For the audience.
Why don't you let him try it first and you pronounce it how it's supposed to be.
Because they don't have a reference point.
Okay.
They don't know what he's trying. He could be trying.
Okay.
Yeah, but he tries to pronounce it. We're trying to guess what he says, and then you say what it really is.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I need to go over there. Okay.
I was trying to remember how you were going to do it
in front of Al because it made no sense.
Well, I thought Rob was going to cut out his headphones here in studio.
Soundproof studio for Big Al Max so he could pronounce things.
Oh, good. There we go.
Al's punishment was trying to pronounce words that are genuinely tough.
That are tough in the English language. He's going to butcher this.
Is there's he really?
No, there's no way.
Okay, well, what's the first one?
Like chrysanthemum.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The first word that Al has to pronounce is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, anti-disestablishmentarianism.
But they say anti.
Let's bring Al back in.
That's how they pronounce it.
Al, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right.
Okay, all right,
please pronounce the first word.
Number one, anti-disestablishmentarianism. No, there's no L in nism.
Say it again. One more time.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Whoa! All right, put him back in the
sound. That is not correct according to dictionary.com.
Oh,
it is.
Fine.
It's,
you know what?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Nobody says anti.
It's anti.
I had it in a spelling bee in school, and they said anti, yeah.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and give some love
you
to
get
Ms.
that one, Al.
I'm
yeah, I'll
give
get...
some love to Miss Dickens over at Green Hill School for fourth grade English.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Al, your second word is?
Mute him.
Sesquipedalian. Sesquipedalian.
What is that? Al, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now, yes.
All right, say your second word.
Okay, the second word is, ooh, this one's tough. Sesquipedalian. Sesquipedalian.
Very close.
Sesquipedalian.
Is that your final answer?
Sesquipedalian. Sesquipedalian.
I think that's great.
Sesquipedalian. I got it. I just had to sound it out.
Put it.
That is incorrect.
What?
Sesquipedalian.
Dalian, Al. Duck.
But you could you said it British.
Yes.
Sesquipedalian.
Thank you, Kelly.
So far, Al, you're doing pretty well.
All right,
here we go. This is Al's punishment. He's got to pronounce really difficult to pronounce English words.
Okay.
Mute his headphones again.
His word number three is particularly. Particularly.
Okay.
We use it pretty much every day.
All right. Al, can you hear us?
You have a disadvantage. He uses this word a lot.
Yeah, but he says it weird. Al, here's your third word. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to use this in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
If Alex were uncertain, his words, particularly one word, apparently gave his father encouragement.
Well, yes! That is correct.
He says particularly a lot.
Particularly.
Yeah.
Particularly.
He's really
particularly.
Ring.
All right, here
particularly.
We go. There's two more, and I think they're going to be difficult for you.
Okay.
Here we go. Alex's fourth word is mischievous. Mischievous.
Oh. Yeah, some people throw an extra E in
there. Yeah. Big Al, do you have that fourth word in front of you?
I do.
Go ahead.
After an awkward silence, she glanced up at him with a mischievous smile.
Same. A lot of people do that.
Mischievous? Mischievous.
Hold on, let him go.
Wait a minute. It's mischievous. Mischievous. It's V-O-U-S.
Come on.
So it's got to be mischievous. Mischievous. I got it. It's mischievous.
It is mischievous.
Whoa.
Yay.
I'm proud of you.
Mischievous.
There we go. Yeah, I love it. It takes about 10.
All right, I say
here
mischievous
go.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you
got
to sound them out.
All your last word, Al,
okay,
is ask.
All right, Al, do you have that fifth word in front of you?
Oh, now it's gone racial.
I do have it.
Uh-huh.
I will use it in a sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
I need to do what? You better ask somebody.
That's right. Keep it real.
Hey, Al.
Damn right.
Al, did you bring any of your Ask body spray this morning?
Oh, yeah. I sprayed up with Ask this morning. You better ask somebody.
Yeah, we did.
I'll be stanking.
There you go. Well, good job, Big Al Max.
Yeah, I do whatever y'all ask me to do.
You're welcome to come back to the studio.
No, I'm staying here with Rob.
Punishments have been served.
All right.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.